So we're about to begin now the sugya of what does it mean that you have a minyan together in one place? And many different examples of this could come up where you have seven people in one room, three people in the back room, or as is nashim, which is on the same level, or as is nashim, which is higher. When could we even starve the people up on top, or when could we even starve the people down on the bottom? But the lashon of the kitzur and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hey, Sivya Gimel, is Sarach Shiyu Kol Asara B'Makam Echad. We need that all 10 should be in one place. The Shliach Tzibah Imahem, and the Shliach Tzibah should be with them. And it comes up now also when there were different minyanim outside. You had 10 people by each one in their apartment by a different window. And everyone's looking out their window. And the chaz is standing in the middle downstairs. Is that enough or not? Or you have people spread out very far apart. Is that enough or not? So just as a start, the Mishnah Berurah over there tells us, Kol Asara, Afilum Einam Royin Elos Elo, even if they don't see each other, but Kivashem Bebayis Echol, since they're in the same room, that's enough. So if you have this large room where everyone's far apart, that'll be enough. But if you have some in this room and some in a different room, they're not mistarif, even though there's a doorway open between them. The ancient pirza. It's like two separate rooms. Even if there's no door between them, so now, what I want to also make clear that there's two separate questions. One question is, how do we get to the din of Asara b'makim echad, that this 10, and it's considered that all 10 are in the same place? Then there's another din. If I have 10 people in the same place, but I'm in another place, answering to the 10 people over there or davening along with them, is my tefillah called tefillah b'tzibur. Right now we're discussing step number one, which is how do I create the minyan? How do I create a Asara b'makim echad? How do I do that? So the Mishnah Berurah is giving us here different scenarios. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if they're all in one room, so that can be considered as a minyan. But if some are in one room and one's in another room, then I'm a starif. Even if there's a Pesach open between them, that they can technically go from one room to another room. But if there's no doorway between the two rooms itself, right? I could go, let's take in Yeshiva's Adaras HaTayra. You have the Beis Medrash, and you have the Ezus Nashim. So there's no doorway to go from, forget about the windows. If they open, they don't, let's assume they don't open. But you can see through the windows. But there's no door, there's no pirza that you can go from the Eznashim into the Beis Medrash, from the Beis Medrash into the Eznashim. The only way to do it is you go out of the Eznashim and then you go into the Beis Medrash. So that's two rooms which are next to each other, without a Pesach between them. There's no pirza between them, but there's a door that goes from one to the next. You can leave the door and go in. That's like two rooms. And even if there is a door between them, it's not clear that Royim being able to see each other will help. You have a room with a sukkah. With a sukkah next to it. So then the Mechaba says, if you have, then there are those that hold, it would work. The question is why? What's the connection over here? So that's what we have to work on over here. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that someone who's standing behind the Beis HaKnesses and there's a window between them, even if I feel the Gvoye Kama Kumais, feel any Reichav Arba, even if it's not wide four, Marla and Panamisham, Mitzarif iman lasar. Then you could be mitzarif to them. Roofs, aliyos, are not bechalal the bayis, and if someone stands on them, it's not mitzarif. But what is it, what are we discussing over here? Over here, the Mishmur explains mitzarif imahem by the window. He says even though there's a half sig mechitza between them, but even the maral and panav, doim lemashem avur. Come on by Zimun, and that's where a lot of the dinim, if you look at the different truths that came out recently about if you have a minion made up of people in different backyards, and between the backyards there are paths, there's a private path, or there's a public path, or there's a road, a street between them. A lot of those dinim are coming from Hilchas Zimun. Zimun. So Mishmur over here is mitzayin to what's brought down Hilchas Zimun. Where over there says that if some of them could see each other, if there are some that could see Elo Selu, it's mitzarif. Vimke lefize pashim ha'im nebez nashim ubimchitza mafsekes yesh chalai. So now we'll talk about the window. I mean, there's this nashim and there's a wall in between, but there's a window. And you could see through the window. So here we say, Mitzdarf Lam Lasara. The Kalshkindim Yeshbel Oday Asara. Surely, if there's 10 people dominating and there's this Nashim, Nechshav Tfilah B'tzibah, they say. So even if the Chazan is standing in the Beis Medrash and you're standing in there's this Nashim, which happens by Minchal many times, that there's the people that come late go running to there's this Nashim Yeshiva. So usually there's 10 people in the Ezes Nashim itself. Then it'll be considered Tefillah B'tzibah because you're davening with 10 people. However, it's possible that we would be mitzarif for Tefillah B'tzibah, the people in the Ezes Nashim, to the people in the Beis Medrash. Afa pikin yaisu toiv and b'neikol leir lebeis knesses sheyirin. However, if it's easy to just go into the Beis Knesses, then that's where they should go because there are acharim that are chaylik on this din. And they hold it's not doima to Zimun. So this is another nekuda that comes up. If you have a window in between, they could see each other. If it's two separate rooms, are we mitzarif? Is it doima to Zimun? Or with machmir and it's not doima to Zimun. Therefore, even if it's royin and only b'makom adchak, we'll rely on it. That's the question over here. There is also another case over here, which we'll have to play into halacha, where in order for me to get to the basic Knesset, I need to go through that room to get to the basic Knesset. I need to go into room A, and then from room A, I go into room B. Sometimes like a room in front of the shul, or before the shul. Sometimes there's a room in front of the shul. Then in order to get to the Rav's office, you need to go through the shul to get to the office, which we discussed in Hilchos Beis Knesses about walking through the shul to get to the office. But again, over here, it could be a tzitzir. Since I need to go through the room to get to the shul, so it's kilo, it's connected with the shul. Or sometimes you have, in order to get into the znashim, I need to go into the shul itself, and then I walk to the side where the znashim is. The women have to go sort of in the shul and then to the side. Like in Maldafna, the shul downstairs in the basement shul over there, there's this nashim. You can only get to this nashim if you go into the shul itself. When women have to come, you have to go into the shul and walk into this nashim. So then also there's a svar to say that that creates a connection between two, that your tefillah, your davening over there is considered tefillah b'tzibah with the other ones. These are the different, just the different nisim that are discussed in the Paiskin, and of course we have to work them out, halacha l'maisa, how we're going to follow through with these dinim. And like I mentioned, there's two shaylos over here. There's a shaylos of when I have 9 people in one room and one in the other one, And the second shot is, if I have 10 in one room, my being starved, then my tefillah should be considered tefillah b'tzibra. There is a halacha that someone who's walking outside, passing in front of a basic nesis, and you hear them saying Kaddish or Kedusha, Rasha, you're allowed to answer, to them, which means that you can answer. That there's no shaila about. To answer Amen or to answer Kedusha to the tziba, that will be allowed to. But our discussion is for someone who needs that his tefillah should be considered a tefillah b'tzibur. That's the question. So I think I just laid out the different situations that come up. And Be'ez Hashem, the next year, I hope to be able to explain with you the Shmaya, the halacha l'maisa of what are the rules and how to apply it to the different cases. Yes.
There's some that say it's svara with corona, that since you're not allowed to be together, it's automatically not a minion. Is that svara have makar?
Svara? I never saw. Who said that?
I'll give her the name afterwards.
Okay, fine. I never heard that svara.
By Herschel Schachter.
Yeah? He really said that?
So I heard Bishmoy. I didn't look into it. Bishmoy, he says that in corona, it's EF Shai to have a minion outdoors because the whole word is that you're not together.
But one second. The question is, he's saying about Tuchis Tirov, it's not Mitzarev?
Or yeah.
Is it about Tuchis?
That's what I heard.
Tuchis Dina Machus Dino Chilash.
No. The way I was quoted to me was Hilchas Tziruf, but he holds it.
Yeah, I can send the Rav the Tshuva. It's written up. But I think it's how Avraham Chaim said it.
Wow, interesting. I don't know. So what do you bring? I'm sure he has Makaris.
Why? Who needs Makaris? He has Svara.
No, that means Svara, so that's also a Makar. It's a Makar.
I'm going to try to find it and send it to Rabbi.
Fine, perfect.
Someone just tried to call me. He said he wants, if I could ask, sorry. He's in Bidud, and someone sent him Agudah meat.
Agudah meat's fine.
The Chachila?
Rabbi Kuba said it's fine.
The Seder Gomer? Shkayach? Okay. And tomorrow, air video?
By the way, Rabbi Kuba is coming out with a sefer on the timeline.
Yeah, he told me about it the first time.
No, now he's coming out with it. He sent me an email if I could announce it and send out to the shul about the sefer that's coming out. And
the Rav doesn't agree.
What? So what? How do you know I disagree? Maybe he changed this. I don't know. What do you know about it? You know.
I know what the Rav told me. That's all I know.
Okay, but it's a good thing. Anyways, I'm sure he worked it through.
Rabbi, I have the, I have it. It's like this. He says that 10 men who are standing on different porches cannot be joined together in order to constitute a minyan, even though they can all see each other. In order to constitute a minyan for Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha, the 10 men must all be standing in the same room. It should be noted that the smaller spaces, such as a Shiva house, care should be taken to make sure of whatever. And there's a whole thing.
It should certainly be hard
to make sure to get on the loan. Yeah, whatever. And then he has a whole arichos in Lashon HaKadosh. So I sent it.
So far, you didn't say the svara that was mentioned before.
I think it's in the I don't know. It could be also it's a shmua. I don't know. I don't know where I've kind of heard it from. So
say this.
All right. Okay, Shekhayach Rebbe.
Thank you.
We'll see Rebbe tomorrow. Rebbe's doing the regular.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is a special share. Tomorrow we're having a video on Erevin.
Right, Be'ez Hashem. I have to just get the right person to do it with me.